This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Final game of this homestand and the final game for the Twins here at Target Field before the All-Star break. With a win, they take this weekend and the season series from the Astros. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the pregame lineup card. I'm Mark Janowski. With the victory yesterday, the Twins hit the 50-win mark, just the 11th time in team history they reached it, 89 games or less into a season. At 50-39, they are 6 back of Cleveland in the Central, and today will be their third attempt during this homestand to reach a season-high 12 games over 500. Houston is 46-43, 2 games behind Seattle for the top spot in the American League West. The Astros trying to avoid back-to-back losses for the first time since June 9th and 10th. Simeon Woods Richardson takes the mound today for the Twins. He is 3-1 with a 3.52 ERA this season. This will be his second start versus Houston. He allowed 3 runs in 4-plus innings on June 2nd, took a no decision in a Twins 4-3 win. Spencer Arrighetti goes for the Astros. The rookie righty is 4-7 with an ERA over 6. He was roughed up by Toronto Tuesday night. This is going to be his first time facing Minnesota. Now, before the game, a roster move. Matt Wallner, who had a rough first 2 weeks of the season with the Twins before being sent down to St. Paul, he's back. He replaces Austin Martin, who was placed on the 10-day injured list with a right oblique strain suffered in his at-bat in the 9th inning on Friday night. Let's rewind to yesterday as the Twins evened up this series. Astros starter Hunter Brown had won 5 straight starts and allowed just 1 run in his prior 31 innings. Twins hitters said, "Really?" They scored 2 in the bottom of the first, an inning where Brown hit Jose Miranda with a pitch on the left wrist. So with that, Miranda tied the team record by reaching base in 11 consecutive plate appearances. It did not count as an at-bat, so the hits in 10 straight at-bat streak was still active, and then Jose stepped up and knocked in a run in a 3-run bottom of the third to make it 5-1. Joe Ryan allowed a run in the top of the third, but then a big league first from Brooks Lee with a man on against Brown in the home half of the inning.
Lee lifts this one high in the air. Right field, it's got a chance, and it's gone. Home run number 1 for Brooks Lee. Brooks Lee with a 2-run shot to right. His parents on their feet with the rest of this crowd here at Target Field. He points to his family and heads to the dugout. Twins lead 7-1.
Lee with at least a run and or at least a hit and an RBI in each of his first 4 big league games. He's looking very comfortable at the big league level. Miranda singled in the fourth to make it a hit in 12 straight at-bats. That's tied for the major league record with 3 others. Twins led 7-3 in the sixth. Houston loaded the bases against Ryan with two outs. Jorge Alcala came on, and he got Mauricio Dubon to fly to center to end that threat. Miranda flied out to end the bottom of the sixth and end his incredible run. Byron Buxton added a two-run homer in the seventh off of Rafael Montero. Twins won it 9-3. Ryan the victory. Brown the loss. Twins look for their fifth straight series win. We are at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Hello to Chris Atterbury, and a hello and a happy birthday to Danny Glenn, and a happy anniversary to Danny and his lovely wife Janice, and of course happy birthday to Corey Provis and John Gordon. Chris, I think you're working on getting your birth certificate changed so you can be recognized on this day also, but Danny, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Good day today.
Yeah, Satchel Paige also has a birthday today, and I assume that if I don't get my birthday change, I'll probably have somebody else in this studio before.
You know what? I love birthdays, but I think it's more about your mother because she's the one that gave birth that day. So I always kind of thank my mother because it's her birthday as well.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I'm sure there were times, though, growing up where she shook her head.
That was a lot of times.
Well, a great way to celebrate it today, Danny, would be with a Twins win and get the series, take this weekend series and the season series from the Astros. If they do it, they will have taken four of the last five season series against Houston, which is kind of remarkable when you think of how good Houston's been over this run. I want to talk about the guy they're putting on the mound today, Spencer Arrighetti. He strikes a lot of guys out, but boy, he walks a lot of guys too. He's got 39 walks this year. That's tied for 12th most in baseball.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see how they're going to come out and try to attack him, if they're going to be a little bit more patient. We've seen earlier in the couple of first two ball games a very aggressive early in counts. See if they're going to be a little patient to see if he has that command. But at the same time, he's got high velo stuff to strike you out with. But yeah, I think it's going to be another offensive day. I think that the offense is going to take over in this ball game, and it's going to be one of those games where don't make the mistake out on the field defensively.
And when you talk about Arrighetti, the comp is Joe Ryan. He comes from the lower arm angle with a fastball that kind of looks like it's climbing on you as it gets to home plate. So we'll see how he fares against this Twins team that's done a pretty good job of hitting that four-seam fastball this year.
He's 4-7 with a 6 ERA. And you look at some of the teams that he's pitched against. And again, I'm not going to go down the road to where, okay, he's played in versus lesser talent. He has not faced a lineup like the Minnesota Twins. I keep telling you guys that this offense of the Minnesota Twins is at the high mark. It's the elite offensive team.
Well, you keep talking
and pushing the other visitor pitchers.
Danny, I agree
with
you.
It's my birthday. I can do this.
I agree with what you're saying, Danny. I come back to what I thought heading into spring training. The whole game plan for the Twins this year was going to be rolling out an offense like this that's going to generate 6-plus runs a game, especially with some of the losses to the starting pitchers that they had over the offseason, and say, we're going to outscore guys, hopefully have good pitching, but we're going to be an offensive team.
No question. Let me talk, okay, Chris?
You just hold yours. It's your table.
Just grab that tape, put it on your mouth. Wallner's back up here. Look at what he's done in the minor leagues. That carryover is going to happen today, I think. You've got Brooks Lee, still a shiny penny out there. Miranda resting a little bit here today. And you've got Simeon Woods Richardson that has just been dominating and getting better and better with every start he makes. And look at the teams he's had to face.
The defense rests.
Atterbury, go.
Let me take the tape off.
I will say is that two young pitchers, they went to high school about 10 minutes from each other in Houston. Probably fairly familiar. We saw Sim, I thought, pitch really pretty well against this Houston club. Gave up a couple homers, but pitched pretty well down in Houston. And I'm with Danny. I think he'll pitch well again tonight. And I would love to see Wallner come back with a roar. I would love that.
Danny, last comment for you. You're talking about the Twins offense. The offense in this series, though, both teams have combined for 37 runs so far this year, the most in a three-game series in the majors this year, 51. So that's something we could see today, the way these two teams have been going at it.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be more of a chess match type game today. I think that they're going to pitch a little bit differently to some of these guys.
All right, good birthday edition of the Booth Hit, Danny. I love
it. Yeah.
All right, we've been at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit ticasino.com to plan your visit. Mention the roster move, Austin Martin on the 10-day injured list with a right oblique strain. Matt Wallner recalled. Rocco happy with the work Matt has put in over the last 2 months with the Saints.
Yeah, Wally's made real adjustments, real improvements. He's had great at-bats. He's been swinging the bat very well. He's been impacting the ball. He's been getting on base. All the things that he was challenged to do, he took it to heart and he went to work. And he looks good right now. And he's earned his opportunity to come back to the big leagues and play. And so we're going to, like we try to do, if it works out, we got him right in there. So he's playing.
Yeah, Wallner batting eighth, playing left today after a slow start to his time in St. Paul. Matt with 15 doubles, 19 homers, drove in 53 in 67 games with the Saints. Rocco talks about his starter today along with Miranda's record. That's coming up next. Later on, Danny goes behind the batting cage with a guy who got the final out when Houston won the World Series in 22. And a couple of Twins, well, they were very happy when the Astros named Joe Espada as manager. In this series versus Houston, it is brought to you by Plunkett's Pest Control, striking out pests in homes throughout Twins territory. Visit Plunkett's.net to schedule today. Stick around for more of the lineup card here on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.